menses and circulating the Kaaba. Menses and circulating the Kaaba. It is prohibited for the menstruating woman to perform tawaf, meaning obligatory or non-obligatory, because of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Aisha when she had her period during the pilgrimage, during Hajj. He told her, do all that the pilgrim is supposed to do, except that you don't perform tawaf circulating around the Kaaba till you are clean from, meaning from your menses. It is not unlawful for her to perform the rest of the rites of Hajj. So if a woman makes tawaf while she is clean and she had menstruating right after she completes her tawaf, or during the sa'i, the walk between Mount Safa and Mount Marwa, then she is relieved. I repeat, it is not unlawful for her to perform the rest of rites of pilgrimage. So if a woman makes tawaf circulating the Kaaba while she is clean and she had her menstruation right after she completes her tawaf, or during her sa'i, during her walk between the Safa and the Marwa, then she is relieved. Now, fourth, exemption from the farewell tawaf. Exemption from the farewell tawaf. Tawaf means circulating the Kaaba. Exemption from the farewell tawaf. If a woman completes the rites of Hajj and Umrah, the lesser Hajj, and she gets her menses before she departs to her home, country or city, and if this is still continuous at the time of her actual departure, then she can leave without performing the farewell tawaf. She can leave without performing the farewell tawaf. This is in accordance with the hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said, quote, the people were ordered to perform tawaf al-wada, the farewell tawaf, as the last thing before leaving Mecca, except the menstruating women who were excused, except the menstruating women who were excused. Okay. Case, it is disliked for a menstruating woman to do her dua, invocation upon Allah, by the door of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, by the door of the sacred mosque, because this was not the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the contrary, what has been reported by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his order to Safiya to leave after she had her menstruation, following tawaf al-ifada, following the obligatory tawaf. If, however, a woman gets her menses before performing the obligatory tawaf, or that of the umrah, the tawaf of the umrah, then she must make up these circulating rites after she becomes clean.